This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The live radio talk program where we're going to talk about the perspective of freedom and liberty. In the studio tonight thus far, it's been myself, Bonnie, and Chris. But it sounds like we have a caller. Ring,
it's
ring.
Be good when they finally put me on the air.
Ring,
tonight.
Ring.
I'm going to tell them I'm James from Arizona.
Hey, caller number 9.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, caller.
Hey.
You're on the air.
Oh, hey, good
get,
evening.
Get a little bit closer to your phone or whatever you're talking into, because I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. You're breaking up a bit.
I'm calling from the state of disbelief, and I'm not James from Arizona.
And your name is?
Lumpy.
Lumpy is calling from the state of disbelief. Lumpy, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I just wanted to say a couple things about, first of all, we have, I know you guys first talked in the first segment about Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul.
Correct, okay. Yes.
He's
everybody knows who Nobody is.
We haven't heard a peep from him since they took him.
It's true. I am very concerned about him. We talked about him in the first hour a little bit.
Yes.
And if anybody has any information about who his attorney is or his inmate number, anything like that, please let us know.
I personally know, you know, where his folks live, and I'm having a hard time tracking down their number. I thought at one point in time he actually gave me the number, and I don't seem to have it. And I think he gave it to me for in case something like that happens.
Sure.
You know, another thing, in the last segment, you guys were talking about the reason why, you know, when you went to Austin, Chris, right? And I used to be out in San Diego, stationed there in the military, and, mm-hmm. and I lived out there and sold cars and buried people in their cars. Oh, my God, we buried a lot of Mexican folks in their cars down there. Oh, man, it was bad.
We
were a mile of cars we used to work on. We buried people in financing. That was bad news, but...
Oh, yeah.
You ever watch the old movie Suckers? You ever watch the old movies called Suckers? There was a, you know, it was as criminal as you can imagine in the selling car world out, the car sales world there on the mile of cars. But, the reason why New Hampshire, I think, is so popular here is because...
You mean Bitcoin?
I'm sorry, crypto. Yeah,
yes, thank you.
Cryptocurrency is so popular in New Hampshire is because of the state of mind that people have here. I moved here when I was 15 years old from, yes, Massachusetts. And
oh,
I don't spell
I'm so
it
sorry.
The same way. Yeah. And my family still got property down there.
Massive douches?
Yes, yes, yes. And you don't want me to... Oh, man. I got to be really careful of my language all the time.
Yes, please. This is live broadcast radio. We don't allow George Carlin 7...
Don't make us dump you.
At least I won't fall asleep on the air. I can promise you that.
Yeah. Hey, I only did that one time yesterday.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah. Well, you've had the last few days. You know, everybody's kind of running on manic energy around here.
You can only do too many... Since a 48-hour runs before you eventually do something.
Chris, you get your doors bashed in by a bunch of really scary people, you're going to be a little, you're going to have PTSD. I guarantee you.
I want to tell you that Chris learned how to fall asleep on the air from one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best
hosts.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. I've watched
it
happen.
In that very seat, too.
I've been paralyzed with a few beers in my belly on the couch at home, watching the live stream, screaming, will somebody please kick him?
All right, so cryptocurrency is popular in New Hampshire
because of the state of mind that exists here. The people here talk to each other, or they don't. They say what's important. Like, Ian is a frugal person. Words here are, you know, there's not a lot of talk. People are kind of buried in the sticks a lot of times. It's cold, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's cold sometimes.
Yeah, it can be.
And then in the summertime, we get black flies.
Don't, for 2 months
and
out of
humidity,
the year, don't get
right
up before noon. It's cold in the morning.
And usually at Porkfest, it rains.
Well, that's in the mountains, but
I mean, it's like
every
summer.
Year.
It didn't rain at Forkfest.
Oh, well, of course.
Must be Forkfest is better.
Fork Fest is a little more fun. That can work into other dimensions.
The back to back at the same campground.
But so. Because of the face to face, belly to belly relationship people have here.
Yes.
I mean, like I said, I moved here when I was 15. I moved to New Hampshire when I was 15, and I didn't know what I had until, I mean, I turned 21 when I was in boot camp. And I came back, 2000? We started the real estate business on Cape Cod, and, we did well, but when the bubble hit, we were done. And that's when I discovered Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I had some time on my hands. My ego had kicked my butt because I was doing so well in my business. I was making so much money, and all of a sudden, things have changed. Mm. All of a sudden, we couldn't afford our franchise fees.
Right.
All of a sudden, we had no closings. And I didn't want to go deal with the banks. I know how dealing with the banks and those REO properties that they don't pay you. They will steal from you every chance they get. And I wasn't about to go learn that. You know, I didn't want to go in that world. Then I heard the message of Ron Paul. I came up to New Hampshire, and I realized I needed to be back here. I found out about the Free State Project. Though I am still enrolled, I still am one of the members. Excuse me. It's
hard to get kicked off. They won't remove you.
Well, they didn't remove me, I did request it one time, and I didn't follow through with it, and that's okay.
You asked to be removed.
They banned Ian from Porkfest.
They're a bunch of hypocrites.
Oh yeah. Well, and we can end up stepping into that territory as well.
And the one thing I will say though is it's not the Free State Project participants that are hypocrites. It's select people who run the board, and they're the problem. So I love Porkfest people. I love Free State people. I am still a Free Stater.
When I came to Porkfest, I said to myself, for the first time in my life, I finally fit in. Holy cow, really well.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really well.
There is something to be said about finding your tribe. Right. And this is different for everybody. Everybody has to find their own tribe in life. But thanks to the internet and decentralization and the speed at which we can communicate, you're no longer limited to finding your tribe within, like, say, 10 miles from your hometown. You can find your tribe anywhere around the globe.
It took a move to New Hampshire for me to find my tribe.
That's what
I don't know where you lived, but
that is a help. But a lot of people, there are a lot of people that still don't want to use technology around here.
Right.
I know people who are completely, they won't look at fake, they won't lift up their, they have flip phones.
So you left Keene then, but still were in Cheshire County.
Yeah, well, I went back to Cape Cod for a while because my dad got sick. He had cancer and things were tough for a while. So, but I'm here. I'm home. This is, the fire is in my belly. The fire that I had in my belly when I was here 10 years ago. Things are so good here. It is so wonderful to walk around here and have the relationship with people. The reason why Bitcoin is so good here is because all the people here, you want to use it, and they'll tell people about it. All right, so there's this one market called the All-in-One Market, who I believe also had their Bitcoin machine stolen. Is that right? I think so, right? Is that another one?
I'm not sure. I haven't gotten confirmation on other places, but I have heard there's been numerous machines.
There's been numerous machines.
Court documents, I think, too. So.
Well, there are lots of them still out there, and I don't know why they didn't steal them all.
There's too many of them.
And we looked it up. The thing is they're going to probably want to put in their machines. I don't know what the heck they're trying to do.
We already had four or five in Keene. Like, it's only 22,000 people here, so there's a lot of them.
Right. And as far as I know, there was actually one next door that was on the counter. I didn't even know it's still there. So it wasn't even being used, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We have more than are even being used.
Right. Yeah. And but it is because of the people that went into these businesses, the and has said, hey, I want to use cryptocurrency. They don't want the federal government knowing what they're doing. Is there something wrong with it? Is it something criminal when you don't want the federal government up your bazoola? You don't want them in their business? They don't do anything for me. I know they don't do anything for anybody else here.
Government for anybody, really.
The last thing people say is, oh, well, we need them for national defense. Not necessarily.
Yeah, okay.
Not at all.
Government provides products and services at the behest of a gun.
They don't. don't produce anything. They steal every bit of everything they do.
You know the humorous thing about government is it's not even like the government does defense. It contracts it all out. So the idea that we need government is just brainwashing. It's literally just brainwashing.
I need self-government. We all need self-government. I always encourage people to be the captain of themselves.
Absolutely.
Their own ships. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Lumpy. We appreciate you being a listener and, of course, your contributions to the community. We've got more Free Talk Live on the way.
Hey, developers. Do you want to...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the call-in radio station where we're talking from the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And I wanted to tell you that you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those can be found on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Mark your calendars now for June 28th through July 4th, and we'll see you at ForkFest.party. And we were talking in the previous segments a little bit about ForkFest and ForkFest. And ForkFest, of course, forked from the Porcupine or Pork Fest.
It's not a food fest, so that's why I thought fork used to mean, or I used to think that.
You're not the only people, like folks who get added to our chats as they come and visit New Hampshire and stuff like that. Like, oh, I thought there was going to be a bunch of food trucks there.
Well,
I thought
it was
ForkFest, right? You know,
it does have that kind of.
It does have people vending food, of course, but that's it's not. A food festival. It's,
yeah.
It's a freedom
tech,
festival.
It's a tech... Oh, you didn't give me a chance.
Sorry.
It's a tech festival. It's like forking, you know, forking software. It actually did derive from that forking
fork
of software.
Who the fork do you think you are?
Not yeah, sure. Like free software, open source software. Yeah. That's actually where it derived its name from.
I wonder if nerds immediately are like, oh, is it some kind of a Linux?
You know what? I think a certain selection of nerds would probably think that, myself included. But everybody else probably wouldn't.
But I was bringing all that up to say that many folks who have attended either one of those festivals have found their tribe, because we talked about that a little bit. And so if you are of the mind of freedom, the philosophies of freedom, of liberty, and that type of a thing, and you think that you might want to be around other people who are also of that mind, a good place for you to start is to come to one of these festivals, like ForkFest, for example, and just meet people, because it is a pretty decent gathering of these types of folks, and you can get all sorts of information about the area, about New Hampshire in general, you know, how other folks moved and got here, you know, if you want to buy property, do you want to rent, you know, how are you going to, you know, facilitate the logistics of stuff, right? You can, you know, begin to develop your personal network in that way, so.
And I want to say, whenever you find your tribe of people like this, it's just like, there's nowhere else in the world that you would want to be, so like, if you're afraid that you won't like the cold, I don't think it would have been very difficult to find someone other than me who hated the cold as much as me. Like, I swear, I've been skinny in most of my life, and I just really hate being cold. And I've always said, ever since I lived in northern Utah and moved back to Texas, I was always saying, like, I'll never live somewhere with snow again. That's the worst thing ever. But
it's not that bad here, though, to be honest. I mean, it's a couple months during the winter that it gets too cold for me. And
it's not fun, but...
The summers make up for it because it's not that cold. It's not that hot, and I can't stand the heat either. So.
I don't even want to, like, move. Like, if I could pick a up and move us somewhere else. I don't even want to. I want to be here, like, because when you find all the people that you, like, are your family, like, your soul family, you just know it. Like, when I first heard Free Talk Live, I was just, like hypnotically in a trance by it, and the universe just came up with this crazy way for me to end up meeting you guys. And when I first met Ian and Captain Kickass and Nobody, I gave them a hug, and I didn't feel like a freak. I just felt like, honestly, like, so quickly.
I remember that. You're like, can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
Like,
yes, honestly, yes, you know, the best part about this group is we run away all the status just because of how different we are. You ever, okay, so this is the funny thing. Every time we ever have a meetup, okay, and there's a bunch of other liberty-minded people there, you'll notice how all the people by the time we leave are gone. Nobody.
Oh, yeah. The
nobody
other
sticks
who are
around.
With
they
us,
all leave.
They hear us talking and they like, read books and they're scared because we don't have masks.
And you know what's funny is it's kind of funny because, you know, there's a lot of freedom-oriented people in New Hampshire.
There is.
So it's like it's a, there's a lot of locals, too, that we have in our group, you know, that are, you know, you would call them friends of the Free State.
Yeah,
project, and I'm not talking
Freedom
about
Friends,
I'm not talking about Free State
it.
Project Incorporated. Right. I'm talking about the Greater Migration Movement. That's not a centrally planned
right.
thing, because that, you know it's funny. You know the movement has always been very decentralized. There isn't one group promoting it. It's lots of different groups, lots of different people. You know, we're all each individually leaders, and I think the government doesn't understand this because they think by taking out one, this is not a gang. It's, you can't just take out one person or one small group of people and disrupt the movement.
Kill an idea.
No, you actually increase it because now we have martyrs and even more people want to move.
You cannot stop an idea whose time has come.
Exactly.
Period. Yeah, I'm with you guys on that. We were talking previously about, well, Bitcoin and ATMs specifically, Bitcoin vending machines, if you will, and how part of the terrorist raid on the Free Talk Live studios and the Bitcoin embassy resulted in them literally stealing these ATM, Bitcoin ATM machines from not only the Bitcoin Embassy, but from some other locations as well. I'm aware of, I think, three or maybe four locations where they removed the machines from. And then we were talking about this article from Reuters talking about how the here comes the Bitcoin machines and how they're being installed in gas stations and things like that in states that are not New Hampshire. Montana, for example, is one that they've highlighted. They go on to say the machines have multiplied quickly through the United States over the past year, fueled by a frenzy in crypto trading that sent Bitcoin prices over $58,000 and now over $60,000 at its peak. Kiosk operators such as CoinFlip and CoinCloud have installed thousands of ATMs, scouring areas competitors have not yet reached, executives told Reuters. I just assumed there was a demand and people wanted Bitcoin everywhere, said QuadCoin founder Mark Choiquette, who flew to Montana after scanning a U.S. map for Bitcoin ATM deserts. So he went to look at a map and find where there was Bitcoin ATM machines, and he instead of looking for where they were, he looked for where they weren't and decided to go put some there. During a week-long road trip, he found seven places to install machines, including 406 Glass, a store in Billings, Montana, that sells tobacco, vape juice, and colorful glass pipes. As of January, there were 28,185 Bitcoin ATMs in the United States, according to howmanybitcoinatms.com, an independent research site. Roughly 10,000 came online within the prior 5 months. Bitcoin's growing popularity has been the primary driver for new installations. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
People are saying it could be.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on Americans to reject hate and racism after the shootings in Metro Atlanta earlier this week that killed eight people, six of them of Asian descent.
There are simply some core values and beliefs that should bring us together as Americans. One of them
is standing together against hate, against racism, the ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation.
The president speaking at Emory University after meeting with leaders from the Asian American community in the area. He also called on Congress to pass a hate crime bill that aims to combat violence against Asian Americans during the pandemic. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing harassment allegations from another woman, this time from a current aide. The woman, Alyssa McGrath, told the New York Times about her experiences in the governor's office. She is the first current employee to come out with allegations against the governor. Cuomo has denied all allegations, but is under investigation by the state's attorney general. This is USA Radio News. As some areas in Europe are locking down amid a surge in COVID cases, some are looking to learn how Florida handled the pandemic. Lance Pry reports from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Florida's experience of the coronavirus pandemic has confirmed the lockdown approach is a failed approach. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News Thursday.
Not only has it been absolutely destructive to those societies, the COVID results per capita have been worse in places like New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
Some 21 million people in 16 areas of France are under new lockdown measures Friday. France has recorded more than 35,000 new infections within the past 24 hours.
France's prime minister also announced that the country would resume administering the AstraZeneca vaccine after an 8-day suspension. France and several other European countries put a halt on the vaccine rollout after multiple people developed blood clots after getting the vaccines. The European Medicines Association has said there is no increase in the risk of blood clots after getting the AstraZeneca shot. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
AVR podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live radio talk program where we're going to talk about stuff from the perspective of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity. Mostly because we don't have phones. I mean, we talk about that perspective anyway. That's kind of what we do here at Free Talk Live. But we're just unable to take your calls because terrorists have...
I mean, we take calls still, but you got to be here.
That's not really taking a call, Chris. That's not how it works.
You have to be in the same state of disbelief that we're in.
I mean, you're talking into a microphone, whether it's on your phone or whether it's not, right?
That is a matter of fact.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the only call we've been able to take is from the state, the great state of disbelief. Anyway, I am your host this evening. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about all sorts of fun things, but most recently talking about a whole bunch of Bitcoin ATMs that are being installed throughout the country, as many as 10,000 that came online within the last several months, half a year or so like that. So the reasons that people use these ATMs instead of transacting online vary. Some get paid in cash. Some lack bank accounts. Some want to send remittances abroad, or they want anonymity. While others feel more comfortable interacting with a physical machine. Rebecca White, a 51-year-old Bitcoin investor, who leaves the Pittsburgh I am having a good time.
I feel like we're both passing for more coffee because I feel the same way right now.
Yeah, Rebecca White, a 51-year-old Bitcoin investor who lives in the Pittsburgh area, makes larger investments online but uses Bitcoin ATMs when her family has a little bit of extra money. She says, when we do our grocery shopping and we have 50 or 60 bucks left, we'll stop at the Bitcoin ATM, she said. She works in a nuclear power industry. Some machines only offer Bitcoin, while others let customers invest in various digital currencies. Few Bitcoin ATMs can actually spit out cash, and they cost more than regular ATMs or transacting online. Fees range from 6 to 20% of a total transaction, said Pamela Clegg, Director of Financial Investigations and Education at cryptocurrency compliance firm CipherTrace. Fees vary depending on the location and Bitcoin ATM operator. The growth of the ATM market is not even a gentle increase. It's almost a 45% increase, said Clegg. The growth is quite astonishing. Government agencies have raised red flags about some machines because of their cost and the potential for illicit activity.
Well, where are the red flags for cash?
Right? Well, so because the government controls that, so there's no red flags.
Wait, it's probably because that's how they do their illicit activity, giving guns to people and stuff.
It is. True. It is, absolutely. That's why you see all this pork in these stimulus bills that goes overseas and will eventually find its way back into the pockets of the politicians and bankers.
Do you guys know where the CIA gets its money?
No.
Credit card fraud.
Wow.
The creeps in action?
Yeah, CIA gets its money from credit cards.
And that's probably, I've always wondered what, so every time there's something that is constantly referenced in, mainstream media and movies and stuff like that, I'm like, they're trying to say something about that, and I'm trying to figure out what they, as in, like, the government goons, the tyrants, the parasites are trying to tell us with that, and one of the things is identity theft. Like, why make movies about identity theft? Why always talk about identity theft? It makes sense that they want to make it popular or whatever, or just talk about it and throw it in our face because they're behind it. That's just my conspiracy side, maybe.
I can't really disagree with you on that.
What's interesting about that for a movie, and it's like a huge movie?
I find a lot of things in, we'll call it pop culture, to be propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
Frequently, propaganda that is very pro-government.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the CIA people probably save you from the identity theft people in these movies.
Yeah, okay. That never happens.
And, yeah, they're totally not going to.
Yeah, I always find it funny that, people don't, your general population doesn't understand just how ripped off they are when it comes to, buying stuff with their credit card. It's not even just the, 3, 4, 5% that you have an increased cost on the goods that you buy as a result. And it's hidden in the cost of the good. But there's also other costs, like credit card fraud. And not only does the merchant lose out when somebody rejects a charge and there's credit card fraud involved, but they get charged another $40 or $50 on top of whatever they lost. So it's like it substantially undermines our whole economy, and yet somehow and the government will do nothing. The police do nothing about it. They will literally ignore it. Yeah. If you force them to take a report, they will, but they literally will not do anything about it.
Of course, because it doesn't concern them at all.
No.
The other thing I'd like to point out is that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, if you will, is a technology. It is a generationally important technology. And what do I mean by that? Well, you look back in history, what were the generationally important technologies? Well,
the internet.
Before that, I'm going way back now.
Radio and television.
Toilet paper.
Let's go back even further. Let's go to the
wheel, the fire.
Let's go to plumbing.
Yeah, right? Plumbing is a big one.
Plumbing is a big one.
Could you imagine not having plumbing in your house?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Plumbing, pretty big.
There's actually a percentage in the UK that still don't have indoor plumbing. They have plumbing. It's in an outhouse.
Yeah. plumbing is a good one. What did I just say?
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Yeah, you said plumbing. That was
I said something after it. Oh, electricity.
Oh.
electricity. Yeah, definitely right? Specifically getting lights, right? Like street lights, indoor light electricity, bulbs. Light bulbs, outlets in your house to plug stuff in. That's generational technology. And then telegram,
communications,
telegraph. Definitely. Right, television, radio, of course, which we're on right now. That is a generationally right
one.
And so when I'm growing up, like, you know, television was already invented, obviously, but my household had only black and white TVs.
Yeah, you know, you really have to look at a generational technology. I mean, it physically, there's a physical manifestation of the television. You ever heard of the? Actually, I don't know if I can say that on air. Yeah, so, I mean, physically, our bellies are huge now compared to, you know, a couple generations ago before television. Indeed. So it's definitely a significant one, radio
and television. It's called programming for a reason.
Yep.
So anyway, I grew up and there's black and white televisions, color TV eventually comes around, cable television shows up. I'm older than cable TV. Cable finally shows up.
Oh, right? Yeah, that was the 80s.
Yeah, and then...
Captain is older than ranch dressing. My mom always says that she is, and she's only 2 years older than you. So I adore you.
Wow, that's trivia. Write this down, listeners. The captain is older than ranch dressing. So anyway, you know, what generational technologies have I witnessed? Well, I want to say the advent of wireless technology, right? Cell phones in particular, right?
Oh, yeah.
We'll start with pagers, of course, but, you know, then cell phones, right? That was a generational technology.
Pagers and cell phones were, I think, I don't even think we had pagers until we had cell phones, technically. So
that's true, right? Yeah. It was just a cheaper way to deliver a wireless telephony product.
Yeah.
So those are generational technologies. Then, of course, let's start with the PC, right?
Oh,
the personal computer. That was a generational
especially
technology.
With internet, like modem connectivity.
And
even just the laptop from the one that sits on your desktop, literally. Because when I was a kid, there was only a laptop.
God.
People
still own those, you know.
Oh, yeah. You had to sit in one spot whenever
you got one in the studio here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we used to have one.
Well, it's true.
I forget, now we have phones, because those are like a different purpose than like your every single time you need to get on the internet, you have to go sit at this desk.
So I've witnessed several of these generational technologies come into play. And when I learned about Bitcoin, I immediately identified it as one of these generational technologies. And I said to myself, I missed out on a bunch of these other ones as far as like investing. Yep. I'm not missing out
on this
one. This
is the internet.
I'm grateful to have heard from some.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
Free Talk Live. Sure. I guess.
I mean, yeah.
It's Free Talk Live.
Just another episode.
It is the final segment. And in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Barney.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live is the live call-in. Oops. Nope. It's just the live talk radio program where we're going to talk about things from the perspective of freedom and peace and prosperity and nonviolence and all of the things surrounding folks who subscribe to the non-aggression principle.
If you're listening to this and you have any questions and you're like, man, I really wish I could call in because you're confused about the raid or anything, I would suggest if you want information about the raid right now, go to soundcloud.com/freetalklive and listen to the episode from March 16th. I feel like everybody needs to listen to that episode.
Yeah, you know, honestly, you should listen to the last 4 days. It's just all super interesting. And you can't, I mean, you can, like, look, I mean, the FBI, the IRS, the Treasury Department, the City of Keene Police,
ATF,
the ATF,
Cheshire County Sheriff.
Cheshire County Sheriff. How many organizations does it take the government to raid?
They brought in a Bearcat.
A studio. Talk about absolutely insane.
In a residential neighborhood, we haven't really discussed that enough. Before I ever came here, I always imagined that Free Talk Live was in like some city building or
like,
something.
Yeah, like downtown of this small town.
An office.
And, yeah.
No,
so
this
no, it's
is
not.
Space.
This is a residential.
It's a house.
It's on the corner of a street.
It's a duplex.
Sorry.
It's a independent, and this is something that makes Free Talk Live very different from a lot of shows.
Yes.
It's an independently operated show, a studio. And the shows that go on here, they're not part of any radio station. You know, radio stations often have studios, people come in and they do their show. Nope, not Free Talk Live. It's syndicated, it's not paid, and it's not paid for syndication either. It's literally, activists calling radio stations,
talking to owners, you know, and promoting the show.
Namely, yep. Ian, yep. Working very hard
and
at
Mark.
That every
yep.
day.
Especially
and
Ian.
Mark.
Especially Ian. And it takes, you know, it takes your support in order to do that. And that's what the AMP program was all about.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, so we've been, you know, doing a bit of fundraising as well because there's been damage to this building as a result of the terrorist raid. And if you would like to donate, you can donate cryptocurrency to a Vanity address that has been supplied to me by Edge Wallet. And that address is CaptainKickass@Edge. So instead of entering a long string of letters and numbers that you would commonly do in a cryptocurrency transaction, you just type in CaptainKickass@Edge, and the cryptocurrency transaction will go through. Your next question is probably going to be something like, well, what kind of cryptocurrencies can I send to that? And I will tell you exactly what those are. BTC, Bitcoin, BCH, Bitcoin Cash, ETH, Ethereum. We will accept USDT as well. That's a stable coin based on the Ethereum protocol. We also accept Dash. We will accept BSV, which is Bitcoin Satoshi Vision, LTC, which is Litecoin, and the one that we've probably given the least amount of love to, but is probably the best one, is Monero, or XMR. So we will accept donations in any of those currencies to Captain Kickass at Edge. And, Chris, you're also doing something with your business.
Yeah, well, I'm still... My company sells computers and accessories, and they're all freedom-oriented products. It's all based around sources basically being available for the product so the user remains in control fully. And basically, if you want to make a donation to rebuilding the studio, or if you want to buy something from the catalog, or also if you do buy something but you don't want to like donate explicitly, just... Basically, if you don't want to donate explicitly, but you are a supporter, just write in the note that whatever you're buying, that you want us to donate the profits from that purchase to rebuilding the studio, and we'll do that. And if you want to make a donation and, like, say you use a credit card, we can go in and charge additional amount of money, whatever you want to donate. So you could do it. It's a little bit of a way of doing it a little bit more anonymously,
right.
For people, because you're buying something effectively from a company, so you don't have to kind of reveal, you know, that you're doing it.
You get something out of it.
Right, and you can still get something out of it, like a T-shirt or, you know, a computer or whatever it is. Yeah, so, you can do that. Just, just make sure it's clear, you know, what it is that you want us to do. You know, if you want us to just donate the profit, say just donate the profit, and then we'll send your T-shirt out or whatever it is you buy. If you want to donate a computer or whatever it is that you're buying, you know, say, I want to donate this. Don't send it to me.
And your company may soon be selling, like, Crypto 6 T-shirts and stuff like that, too, but not yet, right?
We already sell a lot of crypto merchandise, but, yes, there is a very special... T-shirt that we will be selling shortly, explicitly.
It's not there yet. Stay tuned.
It's not there yet, yep. But explicitly to support the rebuilding effort.
Yes, and we just received another $10 donation from an anonymous donor, so thank you.
Thank you so much
for the donation. We really do appreciate that. And yes, all of these donations will go directly to replacing gear that has been stolen, remedying the damage that has been done, the construction materials, the labor costs, and all of that stuff. We're doing purposefully doing an uncoordinated effort to keep things decentralized, but we will make sure that that all goes to those efforts. I also want to take a minute and thank Gage Bass, who is a gold-level amplifier here at Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, you can go visit amp.freetalklive.com, and you can contribute $5 a month or more. There's different levels. There's silver, gold, platinum, and I call the other one unobtainium, where you can name your own donation. And that money will actually go to helping get this radio program on more radio stations. We're currently on like 185 radio stations.
And we've been on more than 200, so we can get up there and we can go even over 200. We just, support the better.
I would love to do that. So if you enjoy this program, the hosts and co-hosts that we have, if you think that it's valuable, if you've gained knowledge and value from this program, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you again, Gage Bass. We appreciate you. So we've been talking about all sorts of things. We're nearing the end of the program. Was there anything you guys wanted to talk about this evening that we haven't discussed?
So, Edge Wallet. Let's talk a little bit about cryptocurrency wallets for a moment. There's a lot of different wallets out there to accept cryptocurrency. Yes, you can accept it with you can accept from probably most wallets, but there's a difference between the Edge Wallet and LOL wallets, and I'm not being paid to say this, by the way. So basically, Edge Wallet is what they call free software. There is source code available for Edge Wallet, full-size source code for it.
Yes.
And it makes it one of the best wallets because it means that the community is able to contribute back to that wallet. And one of the great things about that is it means you're fully in control of it. But not only that, it's one of the easiest wallets to install and use. You can acquire cryptocurrency through it. You can convert between cryptocurrencies, and you can send cryptocurrency easily. And not only can you send it from one wallet to another using Edge Wallet, you can also buy stuff with it at merchants.
Yes.
Online and off. A lot of wallets, they don't support the ability to actually pay for stuff in retail stores or even online merchants. But with Edge Wallet, you can actually do that.
It's the only way I've ever done Bitcoin. It's just so easy, and I'm not, like, as smart as any of my friends. It's really easy to use.
You're not technologically sophisticated. You're not dumb.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Let's not be self-deprecating here.
Yeah.
Again, I'm old, so my first cryptocurrency wallet was the old blockchain wallet. And, I haven't logged into it in a while. I should go log into it, see if there's anything there. Sometimes I'll do that. Like, if I switch a wallet, I'll just leave a little bit in the wallet, and, like, yeah, so I can. I can go back later on and see, like, oh, what was that $10 I left? Oh, look, it's $100 now or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. I could just see somebody going back to their wallet. They left a few cents in there. Oh, it's $10,000 now.
Right.
That's actually why I don't like doing it. I always like to clean out my wallet so I don't go and think, oh, that would have been worth $10,000 now when I lose it.
Edge Wallet at one time was a sponsor of Free Talk Live. And
oh, were they?
Yes, yes. And, in fact, I used to give Mark Edge a little bit of crap about it. I'm like, come on, man. You told him to name the wallet Edge, didn't you? And he's like, no.
I completely thought it was his when I first met you guys.
I totally forgot that they were a sponsor of the
show. They were a sponsor, and that's how I found out about them. I didn't, of course, use them until I got to New Hampshire, and as soon as I got that wallet, it's the only wallet I use now.
My evaluation of the wallets is totally based on, or mostly based on, source code. So, and that's one of the few wallets where there's complete set of source code, and it's easy to use and everything else.
We are about out of time. Thank you for tuning in. You can find our previous episodes at soundcloud.com/freetalk. Live. Thanks. Peace.
Are you tired of governments?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.